Good evening, everybody. Good evening, everybody. Peace and blessings. Welcome to our show. You're tuning in to the BLM radio show, Black Lives Matter radio show, the official Black Lives Matter radio show. And you guys are in for a special treat. We also have our co-host, Amir Rossi's he's going to be joining us here momentarily. So you guys are definitely going to you're going to have an earful. We're going to talk about some controversy that's going on. We're going to talk about the recent shooting of a mother who happens to be one of the protesters. Her name is Wanda here in St. Louis, Missouri. Her son was just murdered in Riverview. Which is in St. Louis, Missouri, for those that are not familiar with the area. And we're still waiting on all the other details to come in, if a cop actually killed her son, or if, you know, her son was a victim of black violence or white violence or what have you. So we are gathering all that information right now as we speak. So, you know, it's unfortunate what's going on, but we will continue doing what we need to do to speak truth to power and let you guys know what's going on. It's a tragic moment right now for that family, and you know what we are all experiencing here in St. Louis and around the world. So please. Please keep the family in your prayers and thoughts. And we'll definitely be doing the same, because it's important that that the family know that we are supporting them. It's you know, it's always sad, you know, because we've had multiple victims here of police brutality, and no day for us gets easier. No day for the parents gets easier. It's a constant thing. You know, it's a constant thing, and you know we have to make sure that that the family has our support. You know, we got to make sure that the family has our support no matter what. So this is just new information that that just came to me a few moments ago about the victim, about the sister's son. Again, we'll be checking in on the ground in a little bit just to kind of touch bases with the people and find out what's going on. So we'll check in with them in a little bit just to get some live coverage out there. So, again, you guys are just tuning in to the BLM radio show, Black Lives Matter radio show. And I'm your host, Yami, and our co-host is Amir Ross. So he'll be joining us momentarily. Just want to and get that bit of information out there for you all so you can kind of know what's going on. All right, so we're asking everybody to join us tonight. Our guest calling number is, looks like it's 213-943-3742. 213-943-3742. And again, as we stated earlier, this is the official Black Lives Matter radio show. And it was founded as a result of social justice affecting Black lives in America, past, present, and future. Words on Wednesdays, our open mic segment, is a platform for open dialogue with singers, poets, activists, comedians, and more. Listen to tonight's show as I host the show along with my co-host, Amir Ross. And he will be discussing and disclosing, well, we will be discussing and disclosing the controversy while also exposing those compromised in the movement. You will be amazed by Amir Ross, who is very passionate about the culture and identity of our people. He is being introduced as our co-host this evening. Become members and support young activists serving Black community grassroots for social justice and leadership. We fight for the political, economic, and social development of minority families. And so we will be bringing on Amir. You all should, his phone line, it should be open. Amir, are you with us? Can you hear us okay?
Yes, I'm here.
Good. Okay, well, go ahead, brother. Tell them a little bit about you. You know, I know a little bit about yourself as well, and, you know, a friend of mine, and just really want to introduce you to the rest of the world tonight. So go ahead, brother. The floor is yours. Your mic's open.
All right. Good afternoon, everyone. Peace. Thanks for introducing me. Yeah, so my name is Amir Ross. I'm from New Jersey, South Jersey, Palmyra to be specific, right outside of Philadelphia. So I'm very familiar with being around the city and what those different struggles entail. Something I'm very interested in, something I'm very passionate about is the outer communities and those smaller towns that just seem to be segregated evenly right down the middle. For example, my town, Palmyra, just the section I live in, known as the West End. Just something I always like to speak about. But besides that, I always like to read, always like to keep up on my history, and always like to keep up on the news, as we just learned tonight. Another victim down in Ferguson. God bless the family. And thoughts to the victim tonight.
Just so we're clear, it wasn't in Ferguson. It was just right outside of Ferguson.
Sorry for that.
No, you're fine. We're talking maybe 5 minutes away from Ferguson, but in that area, in Riverview. So just so that we're clear on that. Go ahead, big brother.
Oh, yes. So right outside of Riverview, you do. But, yes, so one thing that we do need to do collectively is make people aware of what is going on, because honestly, without people like Ya and others that are in Black Lives Matter as the organization that are making this awareness, there's a lot of people, I can say honestly, even like in my community, don't know about these things unless people speak up, are vocal on Facebook, Twitter, other social medias. I think that is very vital, very important. That's one thing that I've come aboard and joined this organization to help with, making sure that people are knowledgeable about what is going on, making sure that people know why is it important to know and why is it important that they do their part, especially my generation that is coming up now, what we have to do to make this change, because it is very important. But yes, one of the most important things to do is to make sure that we explain why is it important, because that is one of the things that people of my age, they want to know. They don't know why we should be changing, why we should make that sacrifice to stop police brutality, to stop these injustices, to stop the killing of people my age. Like, it shouldn't become common for 20-year-olds to lose their lives.
Very well said, very well said. I told you, y'all in for a treat tonight. I mean, we got a young brother on fire who's passionate about life, who's passionate about his community, and that's good. You know, we need strong brothers like yourself, you know, out here fighting a good fight, because that's what it's all about. Just so that we're clear on a few things, and like I said, we'll be getting updates from the community as well as to, you know, what's going on out here in the streets with our people. So we're going to be expecting a few callers to call in. If you are interested in speaking, please press the number 1, and you'll appear in our queue that you're interested in speaking, and we will bring you right on in so that you can, you know, ask your question or comment, and you know, we'll keep it flowing. Tonight's going to be just an opportunity for open mic segment, as well as an open dialogue with singers, poets, activists, comedians, and, you know, community members like you like me. And that's going to be the feel for tonight's show. But again, we are always talking about social justice affecting Black lives in America, past, present, and future. And, you know, our segment, our Words on Wednesdays open mic is a segment that we do just for our artists to kind of speak their mind and you know, speak about the social justice concerns that we have within our community. Again, you guys are listening to the BOM radio show, Black Lives Matter radio show, and it was founded as a result of social justice affecting Black lives in America. So those of you that are interested in speaking at this time, we're asking you to press the number one button, and that'll cue us in to let us know that you're interested in speaking. We'll be checking the phone lines momentarily, so please stay tuned. Again, you're speaking to Yah Ami and Amir Ross, who's our co-host for this evening. Again, we were just informed that there was a mother's son murdered, a mother who is one of the protesters here in St. Louis, Missouri, who has been actively involved. Sister Wanda, I think her last name is Seaton or Satan. S-E-A-T-O-N, perhaps, or something like that. Again, you know, I'm waiting for all the other information to come in. You know, while we're in the chat, we had I got that information about 9 o'clock, actually, just a little bit before 9 o'clock, that that the individual was murdered. I'll be checking in chat line to see what's going on. Amir, please go ahead and do what you do best, brother. To the people, talk to the people.
All right.
It's good to have you on, man. It's really good to have you on, Young Bud.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Yeah, absolutely, man. So tell us a little bit more about, you know, your goals, your visions. What are your aspirations?
Oh, yeah, that's actually a very, very good question. That's something that I've actually been discovering, I'd say, over the last three or so years since I've been out of high school. For everybody, for clarity, I am 23 years old, birthday in January, turned 24. I am been through college through four different schools, actually. Started off with engineering. And that was mostly just off of trying, just taking what I knew from high school, math and sciences. But through that, through just being by myself, being away at school, went to school down south, which was definitely an experience. Clemson, South Carolina is where I went. And just being by yourself, you learn a lot. You grow up fast, definitely. And you learn what's important. The town I was in, a particular town, which actually kind of fueled my interest in just the equality and injustices. The city of Clemson, if you're not familiar with it, South Carolina, on the border of Georgia and South Carolina. And it is actually one of the poorest cities in South Carolina, from what I've known. That was in 2013, last time I knew. And the city itself actually has one of the nicest universities I've ever seen. I mean, I have not seen them all in my own eyes, but I can tell you the university is beautiful. And I just thought that was a great contradiction. That was probably the epitome of inequality right there in his face. And that just was a great experience to learn from being down there, for better or for worse. And so when I came back home, went to Rutgers University in Camden, which was another great example of inequality. If anybody ever knows of Camden, New Jersey, you hear the name, it pretty much speaks for itself. But if you don't know, it is one of the poorest cities in New Jersey, which actually has a very nice, very prestigious university in the city. And I learned that was another part of growing up, being there. That being back home, pretty much, just settled where I wanted to go with my life, and that was changing these inequalities, these just blatant inequalities between from city to city, how you can have a rich section directly next to a poor section. And it just seems like people have gotten used to it to a point where they seem like that's how it's supposed to be, or even that's just how I saw it when I was a child. Almost like got too used to seeing there being a rich section or in a poor section, or the other side of town, the other side of the tracks. And that's something I know is not right. I don't have to say I feel like it isn't. And then you start to see why. There's actually a reason why it's set up that way. There's actually a system behind it. And that's something that I want to help expose, and I want to help find a solution, just not complain about it. And that's pretty much what I can say my goal is. That's where my mind is right now. And right now I'm just trying to find different platforms and different roads I could take to accomplish that.
Very well said. Very, very well said, man. We certainly appreciate your contribution to the show. We're going to open up the phone lines momentarily, and we want to just hear from you, hear from the listeners out there. We want to thank everybody for tuning into our show, those that are able to get in on the phone lines, and those that are not able to get in on the phone lines, we apologize. We'll be doing this again next week. So if you've missed the opportunity, again, tune in next week, same time, 10 o'clock Central Standard Time and 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And Amir will be here to make sure that you guys are well informed as to what's going on in the communities all around, not just my area, not just St. Louis, not just New Jersey, but all over. So this is part of what we're going to be doing. And again, we're opening, the platform up for artists, singers, poets, activists, comedians, and more. You just want to, express your feelings about social justice affecting Black lives in America, either past, present, and future. That's always going to be the theme. That's always going to be the topic. We are encouraging writers and artists to come on and spit their pieces. If you got a revolutionary piece, you got a piece that you want to share with the family here as it relates to social justice, this is the platform for you. We got so much going on here in St. Louis with all the murders of innocent non-armed civilians here in St. Louis by these cops. And I just want to really set the record straight, right? Because it seems like the more we try to not just affect positive change, but to be about the change that we envision, you always got opposition. Like today, we was posting this information about the radio show on social media and Facebook, and then I got an inbox, or I saw a post on my Facebook page from this sister that I've actually been knowing for like maybe 17 years or so, right? From the poet community, from the poetry community. And she was like, she made a comment about our organization. Now, let's be clear. Black Lives Matter started in St. Louis, period. It started in St. Louis, Missouri. The original Black Lives Matter organization started in St. Louis, Missouri. The hashtag started God knows where. They're saying it started in Florida. We don't know where those three women are from. Nobody knows where they're from. The three women that are claiming that they started an organization. No, they started the hashtag. That's what people are not even clear on, right? And so we are in no ways affiliated with that group of those individuals claiming to be founders of Black Lives Matter. That's not true. That's not the reality. We have absolutely nothing to do with them. They have absolutely nothing to do with us. We are about the change. We have been doing the work long before they were even in existence. and we will continue doing the work here. They came to our city of St. Louis, Missouri, after Michael Brown was murdered, and they began exploiting the movement. So, you know, they obtained a lot of followers after they blew up in the media off of our blood, sweat, and tears. Literally, they began claiming transgender lives matter, LGBT lives matters, and gay lives matters, and all. We don't care what your sexuality is. Neither does a cop when he pulls you over for an alleged violation. He's not asking you what's your sexual orientation, you know, who you're attracted to. No, he's writing you a ticket, period. He don't care about none of that. She don't care about none of that. We don't care about what your sexual orientation is. The only thing that we care about is you cannot carry a homosexual agenda under our banner of Black Lives Matter, period. So with that, I digress. We're going to the phone lines. Amir, you ready? You ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready. Yep.
All right, let's go ahead and do that. Before we go to the phone line, you got something you want to say?
No, I just want to, well, one thing I want to say is just well put. Everything you said, well put.
All right, cool. So, yo, we're going to the phone lines. We got the phone lines open. We got area code 609. Last four digits is 5358. Your phone line should be open. Please tell us your name and where you're calling from. Okay. All right. I'm sorry. Let me go to the next caller. Looks like we got another caller. Area code 757. Your phone line is open. Please tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Hello. Good evening. How are you?
Hi. I just want to tell Amir I'm so proud of him. He's doing a wonderful job. I'm his cousin in Virginia. I'm a special education advocate, and one of the things that I noticed down here is the overrepresentation of African Americans in special ed, discipline, the whole pipeline, and we're trying to get some work and working with some other organizations to end that. So I just wanted to say, great job, Amir, and I hope you all consider investigating that also.
Not a problem.
Definitely.
Thank you so much.
Definitely.
Now, tell us your name, sister.
I'm just sorry, Cheryl.
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 Okay, good. Now, what are your thoughts and views on social justice affecting Black lives in America, either past, present, or future?
My thoughts are that this movement is something that we need and have needed for a while. I believe that finding justice in America, if you are Black, is almost impossible. And we've learned to accept that, and I think it's time, and I would have loved to have been able to teach my kids in a way that they don't have to feel the pressures of what it means to be a Black male. So the idea that you all, who are very young, much younger than I am, are so engaged in this, I believe there can be hope. I'm hopeful now.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. We certainly do appreciate we appreciate that. That comment. We look forward to having you on again in the near future. It's a pleasure having you. So stay on the line. We're going to go to the next caller. We are going to area code 257. Your phone line will remain open as well, Cheryl. So if you need to mute yourself, go ahead and mute yourself, and then mute yourself, unmute it when you're ready to get back on. Area code 215. Your phone line is open. Please tell us your name. You had a question or comment.
Yes, this is Teresa Scott and Gerald Scott. How you doing, Yami and Amir? We're his aunt and uncle in Philadelphia.
Peace and blessings. How are you?
Hello.
Peace and blessings. We're fine.
How you doing?
Amir, we're proud of you. But I wanted to say, what can we do? What can we do to talk to the young people? I had this conversation with my sister today. A lot of the murders that we did see happen, though I don't agree with any of them, how can we teach the young people to stop resisting arrest? We know that there are social injustices. We know that, you know, Black Lives Matter, but how can we teach the people not to, you know what I mean, resist arrest? You already know what's going on, and we don't want to add to it. So what can we say to our young Black people to help them not to be murder victims?
That's a good question. We'll go in more detail about that next week. But for now, you know, it's a tricky situation because if you look at most of the videos where the cops have actually murdered unarmed civilians, none of them resisted arrest. Even going back to Eric Garner, when they put an illegal chokehold on him, he didn't exist. He didn't resist arrest. He couldn't breathe.
When no, killed, I understand.
Yeah.
He couldn't breathe, but my point was, and I'm not saying that the cops are right, because what they did was completely wrong, but they were after him for some Lucy's. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It wasn't his first run-in with the cops about Lucy's. Just walk away. You know you're doing something wrong, but you know these cops are crazy. So just walk up the street and walk away. And my thing is, I would just want people to understand, because I have two sons. My sons are 30 and 32 years old. And I wouldn't want my children to, you know, go out there and the cop come after them for whatever and they resist an arrest. And then I find out one of my children are dead.
Right. Well, yeah, we'll
and I'm not blaming the victim, y'all. I'm not blaming the victim.
I understand. I understand. No, you're fine. You're fine. And, you know, we'll talk more about that next week. Amir, definitely take notes, because we want to talk about that topic. But we're short on time, so we're going to go to the next few callers. You guys just stay on the line. The phone lines will remain open. I'll be opening up all the phone lines. Area code 610, last four digits is 4036. Your phone line is open. Please tell us your name. You have a question or comment? Area code 610-4036. Your phone line is open. Question or comment? Okay. Area code 610, last four digits is 0168. Your phone line is open. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes.
Your phone line is open. Good evening. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you. My name is Marion Scott, and I'm Amir's aunt. And I'm calling to...
welcome.
Thank you. I'm calling to say that I'm enjoying the conversation, but I, too, and I agree with my sister-in-law. What the children and the young men, because we know that they are targets, quote-unquote, what can be done to tell them to be safe? So when you see authority, just back off of them. So that would be my comment. They have to learn. Obviously, they're not getting the lesson. They're not learning it from the news broadcast. And it's nationwide. So what are we missing in communicating with them?
Good question. I think that one of the things that we can do to not appear to be combative, for one, we already Black, you know that, right? And so we intimidate them, and so that alone, that alone causes some issues as well. But
yeah.
You know, you don't have to use profanity. So let's be clear on that. You don't have to cuss the cops out, you know. Although they are not supposed to retaliate against you if you do cuss them out or disrespect them, because they're servants. They're here to serve us and protect the community, right? We don't have to fear them, but they should also respect us as citizens, and you know, because we pay their salaries. So one thing that we do not want to do is. And we don't want to appear as if we're provoking them or challenging them.
Right.
They pull you over for a parking ticket. They pull me over for a traffic violation. And, you know, I just simply complied. I didn't, you know, get smart, cuss them out or whatever. Like, oh, man, what you stopping me for? You know, just I made sure my phone was on. I was speaking to someone. They heard the conversation, you know, so I can have a witness. And then, you know, I just complied. You want my license, registration, insurance? Okay, fine. Now, why are you pulling me over? Okay, you can have all that. And then when they give you a ticket to sign, tell you want to sign this ticket, you don't have to sign a ticket, because if you sign a ticket, you're admitting guilt, right? So you have a right not to sign the tickets, traffic tickets, right?
Right.
So those are some things that you can do. Your state, your city is a lot different than mine. Here, you know, I wear bulletproof vests. You know, these cops are crazy. They're crazy. So every single day when I leave out of my house, that's what I wear. You know, it's 100 degrees outside. My body's like 180 degrees. You know what I mean? Rhonda, your phone line is open as well. If you got a question or comment before time runs out, I want to give you an opportunity to speak.
No,
or,
thank you.
Okay.
Yes,
okay,
thank
okay.
you. Thank you, Yah and Amir. I'm enjoying the conversation.
I'm
enjoying the conversation in the comments. But I do want to also make everyone aware that if they know anyone that is an artist that has spoken word or poetry or that has an anthology or just wants to speak on the subject, they can let us know by Facebook and also by telephone. You know, all of our contacts are posted, and so that we can, you know, have this conversation continue week to week. Definitely.
Absolutely, yeah. Good. Thank you for mentioning that, Amir. We kind of dropped the ball a little bit. Yeah, so what are we working on? We're working on two major projects. We are publishing a social justice anthology. So those that are writers, you don't even have to be a writer. You want to write something inspirational, or you want to express yourselves about what's going on, social justice affecting Black lives in America, past, present, and future, then submit your material to us. We'll give you our email address. It's Black Lives Matter, INC. So that's Black Lives Matter, Inc. at gmail.com. Black Lives Matter, Inc. at gmail.com. If you guys begin getting disconnected, know that it's not us intentionally disconnecting us. It's the system that automatically disconnects. Right now, we are out of what we call live recording talk time. So the system will begin systematically disconnecting callers. So if you miss anything, go to the archives. The archives are still, you can always go back and review and listen to the archive versions of the show. I apologize for the call numbers, for the call-in, for those that had difficulties calling in. So the call-in number should remain the same every week now. So you call in the same number that you call. So anyway, anthology. So those that are interested in submitting to our anthology, send us an email at blacklivesmatterinc@gmail.com. And you can hit us up on Facebook. My name is Yah, and then A-M-M-I, and then Amir. Amir, go ahead and give them your information and hit you up for the submissions as well.
And I'm Amir, A-M-I-R, Ross, R-O-S-S. And I can be contacted at Amir, A-M-I-R dot R-O-S-S 17 at hotmail.com if you ever need to contact me personally. And then also work with Black Lives Matter, so you can also contact me at the Black Lives Matter email address as well, too.
Yep, definitely. So you can contact Amir at the Black Lives Matter email address, and then also he's one of our admins on our Black Lives Matter Facebook page. The official and original Black Lives Matter page was founded, it was founded here in St. Louis, Missouri. But, yeah, we definitely appreciate all the questions and comments and all the guests. Amir, you got strong support there, brother. You are certainly loved. I love the fact that, you know, it's a family that prays together, stays together. So that's evident. I want to, you know, thank all of you all for calling in tonight. Any other questions, comments, or any other concerns with regards to what we discussed tonight or topics that you'd like to hear in the future?
Well, I'd like to say we need to continue what we started this week. So I'm looking forward to next week to see exactly what we come up with. Yeah, you know, some solutions and some ideas on what Teresa touched on and what Marion touched on. definitely something to help the children and young adults and even adults stay safe out there. So
no,
that's
right.
something
no,
that we can
right.
definitely work on.
That's
exactly.
right. That's right.
One thing, I'm Gerald Scott. I'm Rhonda's brother, Teresa's husband, Marion's brother-in-law, and Amir's uncle. And I wanted to say that I also want us to discuss, as Black Lives Matter, how we ourselves
mm-hmm.
can appreciate our own people, the violence in our community,
yes.
the disrespect amongst each other, the gang banging and all this type of thing, drive-bys, how we can begin the process of first respecting ourselves. And by
That's
respecting
right.
ourselves, others will be forced to look at us differently. If we don't
That's
value
right.
our own lives, if we don't value each
yeah.
other, how can we
no
ever
one
expect
else will.
Anyone else to value us?
That's right.
That's right.
That's right on point.
I could say,
yes.
I could say for my generation, this
mm-hmm.
all this that is going on, and with social media, which has definitely changed the whole game, people are starting to come together a little bit more, even if they don't really understand everything that's going on, even if they aren't fully
mm-hmm.
with the whole movement. They kind of just feel that that togetherness a little bit more. They don't want to be divided as much. You don't want to be part of somebody else's group, culture, race, whatever it is. You want to be part of your
yeah.
own.
Well, that's good.
I think one of this is Cheryl in Virginia, Amir's cousin. I think one of the important things, though, is that we don't start doing that self-hate. And I know we're not talking about, I know that everyone that talked about, well, black men need to be aware that the police are out there. But I think the idea of what Black Lives Matter, social justice, means that even though my son's black, he should still be allowed to walk up to the 7-Eleven and not get shot by a cop.
Definitely.
So I think that, you know, we have to be clear that the lives that are being taken aren't just thugs. And we need to be aware that part of making sure that we matter as a people is
mm-hmm.
that we make
mm-hmm.
them honor the laws for us as they do everyone else. And we can only
That's
do
right.
that by voting locally and being involved politically and being able to speak out when we can.
And
Absolutely.
What would,
yeah.
I would say
yeah.
would also help would be if I could walk down to 7-Eleven, or my grandson could walk down to 7-Eleven, or my nephew, whether it be Amir or Avery, can walk down to 7-Eleven and not be killed by a drive-by.
That's right. That's right. That's key. And part of that is taking control of our community once again, like in the 50s and 60s with the Black Panthers when they did it. And then, you know, you had the organization
mm-hmm.
MOVE, what organization called MOVE, where the cops, they actually blew up their building and smoked them up out of their household and then shot them and murdered them. And then, you know, even with Asada Shakur, you know, they accused her, tried to put a police murder on her when she didn't do any of that. You know, she fled and fled to Cuba, and the Pope gave her political asylum, you know, not to be touched by America. And now with this new pact, with this new a partnership they got going on with Cuba now, they're trying to do two things, a minimum of two things. But the two major things that they're trying to do, one, they're trying to go back in and get possession of Asada Shakur. Two, because they've got a $2 million bounty on her head. And then, two, they're trying to gain the resources and the money in Cuba as well so they can control that. So those are two major things that they're trying to do that people are not privy to. And the Pope right now, as we speak, he's going to be here in he's going to be in Philadelphia in a few weeks. And you all seen the news. Those that haven't, get informed, being well informed about what's going on. Because there's about to be a lot of changes going on around here, you know, apartheid and all this other stuff. These are stuff before apartheid, you know. The Pope coming here, and all of a sudden they got to reroute these streets, and you can't go here. You could come here, you could come to Philly, but you can't leave out of Philly. So they're about to do some things. Watch it. They're about to do some things. Like they're about to do some things here in St. Louis, Missouri. Did y'all know that prior to the murder of Michael Brown in 2014? Ferguson as we know it, the black community was not supposed to be in existence. They're supposed to wipe it out, like some of these other black communities that they were that they got on the list. If y'all go to our other our sister company's website, humanrightsjc.com, go to the tab that's called the Educational Reform. Click on that and look for the featured post. It talks about a white university professor teaching white supremacy at Washington University. So go to www.humanrightsjc.com, click on the Educational Reform tab, look for the featured story about the white professor at Washington University. Comment on it at the bottom of the page. Let us know your thoughts. We need your feedback. We need your support. We're doing a lot of stuff out here, and we need all the support and help that we can actually get. I'll be on the show appearing from time to time, but I'll pass this over to Amir. Yeah. This is going to be Amir's thing now. And
thank you.
You know, we're going to keep it alive. We're going to keep doing what we got to do. I've got to designate some other responsibilities to some people because I got a lot of other work that needs to be done. So, you know, I'm trusting this in my brother's hands, and I'm sure that that everything is going to be fine. You know, he's got a lot of support, and that's what our black children, that's what our black youth need. And when I speak of youth, I'm speaking from ages 17 to 35. That's our youth. That's our youth.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's our youth. We have to save and protect our youth at all costs. I'm a single father, and every day I'm out here dealing with this stuff. I'm out here speaking my mind. I'm out here standing up and speaking out against injustices, not just injustices against the police, but injustices against these so-called leaders out here, against these leaders that's been compromised, the ones that sold us out for money, the exploiters that came in from out of town, from these other states and even countries came in to exploit us. And these citizens here in Ferguson and St. Louis, they accepted it because they was getting paid. They're getting paid.
Right.
So,
money.
Yeah, they quick to come out and say, when I talk about Black Lives Matter, because we're not talking about that foolishness, we're saying, no, Black Lives Matter is about this. It's about real change.
Right.
It's about productive, positive change. We living this every day. Y'all not living this. Y'all ain't been out here marching with us. Y'all ain't been shot with no tear gas, no smoke bombs, no canisters. Y'all ain't been shot with no rubber bullets. Y'all ain't been arrested. Y'all became millionaires off of a hashtag. And y'all pimping every city, every state, every country that y'all can in the name of Black Lives Matter. We have not gotten one red penny in the name of Black
Lives
Matter.
Can you sue them? I mean, can you really, can you sue them? Can't
you
sue them?
We are interested in pursuing any and all avenues. I spoke to an attorney a few days ago. He said, $25,000.
And I know quite a few attorneys. I work with attorneys.
This
Let
attorney
me know.
Said $25,000. Yes, let's talk. We will definitely be in touch off the airwaves.
That's great.
And do what
okay.
we can
great.
Because we yeah. need to. We need to use because everybody.
Yeah, Rhonda,
here
Rhonda, this is Cheryl. PM me
yes,
so
sir,
I can.
I'll make sure. I will make sure
okay.
you two connect because
I know quite
story.
A few civil rights. Lawyers for but yeah, that would be
okay.
interesting.
Yeah. So everyone here in St. Louis, churches included, you see all these Black Lives Matter signs and all this and all that. Then now in other states now, you got people creating organizations, Black Lives Matter organizations. They didn't exist before we registered our organization. They didn't exist. I wish we had to get it longer, a while ago, much longer. But that's beside the point. The point is we have been doing the work. And so when they see this, they try to shut us down. They try to say we're fake, we're phony, we're frauds, we're scamming people. I can open up my books. When I say one word, open up your books to the public. Let the public see your bank account. Let the public see your tax returns. They shut up, they run away, they be quiet. I'm in a position to do that. I've got nothing to hide. I got nothing to hide. And those that support them are just as foul as they are because they are constantly oppressing us. And what they're doing is they're promoting this feminism stuff, and they're saying that black men are not worth anything. And if you're not gay, we don't have to support you, and you're nobody. And that's essentially what they're saying. That's the message that they're putting out there.
is gay lives matter, not black lives matter.
Okay.
Because if black lives matter,